This is Joe Spina Electric from the band Phantom Electric Ghost. And today we're going to talk about some of our latest tracks on a project we call Tongues into Triangles. And as always, it's always about sex. And Tongues into Triangles is a fancy way of saying another fancy word, cunnilingus, which is oral sex on a female. And we're going to get deep into that sex type thing. And that starts with the first song, A-type sex thing. Now, we're into all kind of sadomasochist groove and sodomy and everything your mother told you not to do. So the A-type sex thing, just up front, is all about sodomy. And, it's oral and anal sex. And it's a heavy, heavy groove that we did with our grandmother from Moog. We basically did a bunch of overdubs, and initially we came up with this interesting beat coming off the LFO, and then we used that LFO beat and then added a defam to it, which is the drummer for Another Mother, which we also had being modified by Make Noise Maths module, which adds additional low-frequency oscillators, or LFOs, is how you get rhythmic capability off analog machines. So we are a hardware, DAW-less producer. We use our analog synths to create LFO and modulation loops instead of using clips within a DAW. And so everything is done at the hardware synths. We actually physically record them into a Zoom R24, and we use all the control surfaces in real time to adjust our beats and all of our analog loops, our clips. Everything's kind of recorded in a traditional kind of overdub fashion, and we kind of do it based on the feel. Everything's played physically on the keyboard. Our keyboard of choice is the Juno GI, which we use, and then the grandmother's native keyboard. We also use alternative input through an Arturia Mabru 2S and the Arturia BeatStep Pro. Plus, we use the sequencers on board, the Mother 32, and the DFAM. And we can also use the sequencer on the grandmother. And so we do all these DAW-less recordings, and we kind of put the feel into it. And everybody knows that my character has always been and always will be a dominatrix, sadomasochist, princess, queen. I'm an alpha dominant one. And in this sex scene, I am, A-type sex thing is just a real celebration of anal sex. And you just stick it in, all the way in. And that's what I'm into. So this song is not for the faint of heart. It's interesting on YouTube. We got, more views than we normally get, probably like 5 times the views on the video we made for it. So check out the YouTube video. It's A-type sex thing. We actually had a previous version called Type A sex thing. And now we just like switching it up and changing it. We're actually going to add an S, which we're doing right now, to the song, and putting the A in quotes so that people kind of know that it's dope. there are people that may not like what we're doing, and the type of people that are not into it, they get hang-ups, and they get hung up on, and they get dissed. And, they're not into getting into a tryst, not into getting into the power of a golden shower. but it's an A-type sex thing, so just put it in. Just put it in. Just put it in, Just put it in. Don't you want to put it in? We go wherever which way we want to go. And, that's the beauty of love. You go wherever you want to go, and we go for the high and the low. but um, we love the freedom that the synthesizers give us. And then we did this other song, this kind of real trash rock that we've been doing for a long time. It's Riot Girl Punk Aesthetic. It's R&R in the Dark Parking Lot. And that one's about a girl who likes to get raved and, you know, fucked up the ass in the parking lot. And she likes to give it and get it and get it again. And, you know, and she's me, so don't get twisted. So that song is just a power chord thing that we use on the Juno, and it sends the beats coming off the JDXI that we extend. And we think it's pretty cool. It's got a lot of power, which is what we like to do. We like power up, powered up. So the other song we have here is a song that's called Alter Hot Effects. And that song is an interesting song. It had a beat that we put together using all of our analog gear to kind of create this really good funk, steady beat. Very, very steady. It's not flipping all over the place. And it's got another kind of interesting thing that we were talking about before. You know, the wardrobe malfunction that Anne Hathaway had at I think it was the Grammys, maybe the Grammys, but the Emmys, and or the, well, probably the Oscars. It's one of those, man. Her nipples were erect in this white dress, and this totally kind of, and you know, we're totally enamored with that. And then we found this very beautiful woman on the net that had the same kind of effect, you know, a white dress with her nipples erect kind of sticking out, and just this is really drove us wild. And we wrote a song about it. We wrote two songs about it. This is like the second version, second song about that. And you know, maybe it's a fixation, a nipple fixation, but is this what it is? And we really it can't really explain it. We just got really enamored with it, and we wrote a song about that feeling of if you get focused, and when we get focused on all kinds of things in the dark corners of the street, as the grandparents Parsons would say, and we just liked it. And so, like, when we get into something like that, and we get that kind of, you know, vibe, the same reason why we do something like Little Death, which is just another word for, you know, an orgasm. And so we get into that, and we just get, like, fixated on it. And that's what that's about. So all these songs have, you know, one thing common. I'm the dominatrix, alpha dominant one, giving and getting till dawn. And, you know, just everything that we want to do in our little fantasy world. And say, you know, it's whatever it's going to be. We're going to switch a little to a couple of things going on. It's interesting. There's a big retro vibe going on where, people want, you know, analog synths with less features and more, like, you know, I would guess you would say that they are authentic, retrograde. So you go back and you give us a Prophet 5 and it doesn't have any digital effects, doesn't have a sequencer, doesn't have an arpeggiator, doesn't have any kind of, to modern day things like you could, multiple LFOs up the ass. Excuse my French, but you know, there's this thing where people want like a traditional Prophet 5 or 10, or they really want a memory Moog, and they don't want anything else but that. And then you got people that want to go forward with something like a UDO Super 6, or they want to be into, you know, a quantum, you know, get into the, you know, field recording type of granular synthesis. And so they want to move away from subtractive, go into additive and granular and wavetable, and want to move forward. And then you got other people that want to move backward. Now, I think the Moog 1 was kind of going forward with an analog synth. But now we've got Dave Smith, the king of the polyphonic synth, that could save patches with the original Prophet 5, bringing the Prophet 5 back And then also bringing the Prophet 10, which never really got implemented in the single board mode because it used to heat up and not work. So they made the double version. They had two keyboards on top of each other, which is, I like to see, you know, things on top of each other. And I would have liked to see the Prophet 10 come back that way, because then that gives you a lot of capability, but it's kind of a beast. That would be something cool just because it gives you that kind of key to Emerson dual capability. So, you know, to each his own, I would have liked to see that, you know. But it's cool to have a 10-voice synth that's got that vintage power. And you've got the ability to do, like, you know, multiple versions, like this vintage knob. You can bring it back to a Prophet, Rev 1, 2, 3, 4. But then you got to think about it. Like, it's like I'm a producer. I keep on leaning toward getting a workstation because I don't have one. I just have a Juno. It's long in a tooth. And I want to get that kind of arty piano. I want the ability to be able to work with other producers and have that workflow. Have the you know, the TR recording and the sequencer and the clips. And just, you know, but have the kind of modern convenience of having a board and then having the ability to have one thing these vintage synths don't have is, you know, on a Phantom, you've got 256 voices of polyphony. You know, you got 10 on a Prophet 10, and it costs like $4,000. It's like $1,000 more than a Phantom. As a producer, you know, it's kind of like your producing capability gives you what you need. And you say, well, you could just do that on a DAW, but having that Phantom is, you know, you're a keyboardist. You just don't want a PC. You want something you actually play. And so either a Phantom or Korg, Kronos, you know, they're the type of workstations that you're going to want to use. And I kind of want to build that in my production when I collaborate with other people. Now, I can keep on using my R24, but if I want to get into the grid and somebody wants to get really anal about a part on my Phantom, I could actually get into it and do that level of production at the board instead of using my computer. And then I could send it on to a DAW and then really work with somebody. So, you know, in terms of that purpose, it's kind of a workhorse. It's going to do what you want. It's got analog filters. It's got all this capability. It's got the whole history of Roland. It can do the sampling. Maybe not as good as some samplers, but it can. And so you're like, okay, well, you know, $3,500, $3,700, I can get a 76K keyboard. They can do everything I need to do. If I got to go on the road, it's super reliable, not super heavy, and I could do the whole show from that thing. But if I go and I get a Prophet 10, it's like I could get it on the road, but it's not going to do everything unless I'm going to do like a retro show. So I could do a full analog show with all my analog gear, with all my modular gear, and have that, you know, the Prophet 10 be this thing. So then it's like, okay, do I want to sound like the Cure or Joy Division? Do I want to sound kind of like Genesis and be really retro and not do some of the cool modern stuff I could do? So, you know, it's kind of a choice. But I can understand the vintage capability, and the simple workflow kind of brings me back to my grandmother. Grandmother has a very simple workflow, very easy to get into synthesis. Some of these modern synths maybe have too many choices, like the DAW. So I can see why on a Prophet 10, you can immediately get into sound design like you can on a grandmother or a matriarch. But it's polyphonic, and you get really, really good sound that you probably can't even get on a Rev 2. So it's a really good choice. But then if you're talking about money, you look at the Polybrute. Now, the Polybrute's got a simple workflow initially, but then it's got the modulation matrix that goes way beyond what the Prophet 10 can do. But, you know, it doesn't have the oscillators. It's kind of like the argument, okay, you got all this cool capability on a Polybrute. It's got a lot of nice, you know, power. But it's, I would just argue this. It's like, I have an Arturia Miniroot 2S. It's a really good synth, but it does, the oscillators, you know, the truth be told, don't sound like my Moog oscillators. My Mother 32 oscillator, that one oscillator has more power than anything on the Arturia. The Arturia is kind of metallic. It's really good for modern atmospheric stuff. It can do really good percussion, but it can't match the kind of boom of the Moog. It can't match what my Mother 32 does. It can kind of be in the same space as the DFAM, but it can't match the 32. It can't match the grandmother. So I can understand in terms of like, okay, a polyboot against a Prophet 5 or Prophet 10, I'm going to say the Prophet 10 and 5 are going to win. And so then you got to make a choice. It's like, do I want to have this really powerful polyphonic analog synth, which I don't have? I've got kind of my Roland sounds, which mimic that, but not exactly that. But they're very good. And for, you know, all the recording time I've had as the Ghost, I've been using that Roland as my poly synth, and I've done pretty good. But I would say the Prophet 10, you know, like today I would buy a Prophet 10 because that's the mood I'm in. But the next day, if like I got to work with somebody, I want the Phantom. And so that's kind of my dilemma. Kind of like whether or not I'm going to do oral or anal, or which one's best for the day, I don't know. It's kind of like the mood I'm in. if that's offended everybody in the world, so that's a good place to start. And I hope you get into all these new tracks. Again, they're going to be on a new project we're calling Tongues in the Triangles. We're waiting to do some remastering. Just another plug, we've been using a SoundCloud Dolby mastering tool. And you know, initially all these tracks were using this tool called Beautiful Audio, which does an okay job. But before we put it out and get it in and really stick it in into it, you know, you get the sound come eruption, we kind of need that additional heft of the Dolby sound. Now that I offended them too, but you know, it's a good thing if you got it, you know, become kind of out of your eardrums, kind of like Sir Nose used to talk about. So we're doing it to your eardrums. You know, what do you think that meant? So again, if you want to be on the show and you're not totally offended, send us a voice memo. And also you can send a DM directly to Phantom Electric Ghost on Instagram or Phantom Electric Ghost on Facebook or to our email, phantomelectricghost@gmail.com. Now, we don't charge, and you know, we tried to charge, and then people got all crazy. But we do ask, if you do like what we're doing, you can do a one-time donation through PayPal Me. It's on our SoundCloud. It's on our Spotify. Go to Phantom Electric Ghost and hit the COVID-19 button. You can send us a little money. You can also subscribe to our podcast, become a supporter for 99 cents a month. That's $12 a year minimum. That's recurring, so some people don't seem to like that. We've asked Anchor to do it one time, and they say, well, I haven't figured that out. But you can also do $3.99, $9.99 per month if you're into it. We also do influence marketing through IntelliFluence, and you can get in touch with us on that. And we can also run campaigns and ads on our podcast. So if you're into that, you're not offended by our material, and you're kind of hip with it. We've done ad campaigns for CBD companies, for people selling supplements, and all kinds of interesting stuff. So check it out, and we'll talk to you later. She don't blush at the eruption of the blood. She don't blush at the monster or not. She don't blush, she don't trust that love of stuff. She is no little more monster or not.
Girl, time. what you do with your best friend in a fucking game. You're their best friend in the type of sex that kind of makes you rich. That you confess the pig is the best. And peg by peg, you confess. Get that fluence over my white nipple dress. Fucking again, sucking off your best friend. Influences on the wind, gets on your best friend. You don't know where he should begin, but you know where you end. In the fucking again, you fuck your best friend. Yes, get to the hill, against your will. It is 2 to 50, it'll be a pill. So now fuck it again. And the sucking off of women, men. You took it to the hill, against the will. And now you do it, you come all over jail. And the fuck it again. You're a best friend. Don't know where he, she ends and he, she begins. You know you wanna come off your best friend. Tuck into the hill, but can't do it well. Now the floor is low over jail. And how? Do it. You rich, kind of makes you confess. Peg is the best. Type A sex, the kind of makes you confess. Kind of makes you rich. Being peg by peg is the best.